The Shir starts the Ezer Shem Yisbach on Daf Kuf Vav Amid Aleph, 9 lines from the top with the words Amalev Kahana Levash. In the Mishnah we learned, if somebody says to Rashi, I specified a specific type of mincha that I promised to bring. Problem being, he does not remember what he specified. The halacha is he has to bring all five, because we have to make sure that we have every possibility of a mincha over here. He specified one kind of a mincha, and until he brings that mincha, he was not Yaitzeh's Kabbalah. The five kinds of minchas are the minchas seiles, in the form of flour, the minchas machvas and macheshes, which are different types of kelim, and there are two types of minchas mafei tanir, two types of minchas baked in the oven, in the form of chalis, or in the form of rekikin. The Shaila Algamer has, why should five be enough? Amalei Rav Kahana Ravashi said that Rav Kahana to Ravashi, the yirika v'sukei b'minchas nesachin. How can I satisfy myself with these five that he brings to ensure ourselves that any possibility of what he intended in his Kabbalah has been satisfied? Maybe he meant to bring the Minchas Nesachim. The Amad Avim is Nadav Adam Minchas Nesachim B'chol Yait. The person could be Menadav in Minchas Nesachim any day. So there shouldn't be five, but there should be six Minchas for him to bring in order to ensure that what he promised Lemaisa is bringing. In Parashat Shlach, the Torah tells us about Yayin and Silas that come with various karbanas. And these are called Nesachim. The Silas on its own is called Minchas Nesachim. Now the Minchas Nesachim is different than the other Minchas. There is no Tnufa, there is no Hagasha to the Mizbeach, there is no Levina, and the entire Mincha is burnt on the Mizbeach. If a person wants to bring this kind of a Mincha at any given point during the day, he is permitted to do so. So being that that's the case, why does our Mishnah satisfy itself with five? There should be six. And for the Gemara now, Minchas Nesachim, we assume, was not part of his original promise, even though he's not sure what he promised. Kika Mestapkali, the only things we are misupik about, Simen, Yachid, Beglau, Levoina, Belug, Mikimsa, these are simanim for what is upcoming. Incidentally, the Chasam Sofer says that when we find these simanim in the Gemara, they should be verbalized. He explains that there are seidos in them. Whatever the case may be, Kika Mestapkali, the only things we are misupik about are Bar, Beglau, Yachid, those Minchas that a yachid is menadev, bar beglau tzibur, these minchais that a tzibur would be menadev, lemistapkele, this we are not misupik about. We are pretty much sure that this he did not have in mind. Rashi explains that the five minchais that he does have to bring, these minchais cannot be brought b'shutfis, they cannot be brought in the form of a partnership. The halacha is, as we learned previously on Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, that ein shnayim misnad v'nasarin echad, because the pasuk says in regard to the mincha, nefesh. A nefesh means every mincha represents the nefesh of the person that brings it. It can't be a combined effort. The minchas nesachim is a whole different concept. That is a minchas tzibur. It's a different kind of a mincha. And therefore we're sure that when he says, I promise the mincha for myself, myself as a yachid, as an individual, as his own nefesh is concerned, this could not mean minchas nesachim. In addition, says the Gemara, Kika Mestapkele, what are we misupik about? What could the doubt be? Baba Glalatzma, only in regard to minchas that come as independent minchas. But Bar Beglau Zevach, the Minchas Nesachim, which is not technically an independent mincha, the concept of Minchas Nesachim is a mincha to associate the Zevach, a mincha that comes along with Yayin as well. Let me stop, we're not specific about this. We don't feel that this may have been part of his original Kabbalah. Furthermore, says the Gemara, Kika Mestapkele to Una Levina. The only thing we are in doubt of, perhaps, is he meant to bring the kind of mincha that requires the Levina, the special incense that comes along with the other Menachas. But this mincha, the minchas nesachim, is a whole different kind of a mincha. There is no levina for it. Furthermore, kika mestapkele bar belug. We are only concerned with the kinds of minchas that come with the standard lug shaman. Any one of those minchas may have been part of his promise. But bar b'shloisha lug in the minchas nesachim. The Torah says, for instance, with the ayal, it comes with three lugan of shaman. Lemestapkele. That's a whole different kind of a mincha. Kika mestapkele to una kmitza, the kinds of minchais that have kmitza, the fistful, she'ena to una kmitza like a mestapkele. So in other words, what the Gemara is saying, we have several reasons over here to show that minchas nesachim is in a whole different category. We have to remember, we're dealing over here with something abstract. This person remembers that he specified something, he doesn't remember what. So Chazal have to determine what would be safe guidelines to assume this is the way the human mind thinks. When a Yid wants to be mafresh a mincha for himself, he is thinking about a mincha in the standard class of minchas. He's thinking about the kmitza, he's thinking about the nefesh, or the kapara that comes with the mincha. It may have been any of the five. Each one is a concept for itself, but lemaisa, they're all in the class of mincha. Mechas Nesach, being that it doesn't have any of these halachis, being that it's a tzibur, being that it doesn't represent the yachid, we can safely say that it probably wasn't part of his thinking process when he was mafish and mincha. If it was the Minchas Nesachim that he intended to bring, he would probably remember that. And if all he remembers was some kind of a mincha, we assume it is one of the standard five minchas, but not the sixth Minchas Nesach. Zakti Gemaravat. In the Mishnah we learned, Pirashti Mincha Shel Esrayin. Here the problem is the amount of Esrayinim. Somebody says, I definitely specified a certain amount of Esrayinim I want to bring for a mincha, but I don't remember how many. So we learned he has to bring 60. 60 is the maximum amount of Esrayinim for a minchas yacht. Zakti Gemaravat, Tami Rabbanu, we learned in a braisa. Somebody says, Pirashti Mincha Shel Esrayinim, that's the Gerson the Bach. I specified a mincha of a certain amount of Esrayinim, the Kazati Bekeli Yechad. And I was Kazayit in one Keli, I determined them for one vessel. The Bach takes out the next two words, Shel Esrayinim, over here. The Ein Yedeya Ma Pirashti. And I don't know what I promised. All I know is I promised a certain amount of Esrayinim, and I determined them to become in one vessel. So it is the opinion of the Tanakhama that Yavi Mincha Shel Shishim Esrayinim. He has to bring a mincha of 60 Esrayinim, because that is the maximum amount possible. It may be less. It doesn't bother the Tanakhama. Tanakhama says anything that is less is just not counted. But as long as we are sure that what you promised, you have over here. Debi Chachamim, that is the opinion of the Chachamim. Rabbi Yomir Rabbi says, it's not quite that simple. For reasons that will soon be explained, Be'ez Hashem, you can't just pile up the maximum amount of the Esrayinim in one Keli and say, well, I'm sure that whatever I promised is in this Keli. Rather, Rabbi Yomir Yavi Menachis Shel Esrayinim, he has to bring separate Kalim of Esrayinim, the Echad V'Achishim, from 1 until 60. In other words, he has to bring 60 different Kalim, the first one having 1 Esrayin in it, the second one containing 2 Esrayinim, the next one containing 3, until 60. So he would have a sum total over here, Shehein Elef U'Shmeinim Me'ez V'Shleishim, 1,830 Esrayinim, because if you add up 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4 until 60, you're going to have 1,830. And that is exactly how much he has to bring, being that he doesn't remember what he promised. You have to have a separate Keli with the precise amount that he promised, and the only way to ensure that, being that the possibilities are from 1 to 60, is to bring every amount of Esrayinim from 1 until 60 in a separate Keli. Now, while he's bringing this, he says, whatever Keli has the precise amount is my Kabbalah, and the rest are just the Davis. Now, the one thing he was sure about in the previous case was the type of mincha that he promised. He knew that he wanted to bring either a minchas machvas or a minchas marcheshes. The only problem was the amount of Esrayinim. What happens, continues the Beraisa, if he says, and the following is the Gir says, we have it on the side of the Gemara, Pirashti, I specified a mincha, the Eimi Yedeya and the Eizaman Pirashti, and I don't even remember which mincha I specified. It could be any one of the five standard minachis. Now, coupled on top of that, not only do I remember specifying one of the kinds of minchais, I specified an amount of Esrayinim. And I don't remember the amount either, the Eimi Yedeya Kama Pirashti. So in this case, he has the same safik that he had before, multiplied five times, because at least before he knew which one of the five he has to bring. Now that he doesn't know that either, Yavi Chamish Menachas Shel Shishim Shishim Esrayinim. He has to bring five separate Menachas, each one with the maximum amount of Esrayinim. Shehein, that would be a sum total of Shalish Meis 300 Esrayinim. Divrei Chachamim, this is the opinion of the Chachamim, who said in the previous case that where he does know what kind of a mincha he promised, he just doesn't remember the amount, it's enough to bring 160 Esrayin mincha. Now, according to Rebbe, it gets extremely complicated, because even in the previous case, Rebbe said that if he doesn't remember the amount, he has to bring 60 separate kalim with the precise number somewhere in the range from 1 to 60. So he has to bring 60 separate kalim, the first kali containing 1 asarin, the second kali containing 2, the third 3, until 60. Now that it could be any one of five different menachais, he has to do this five times. So Rabbi Yomir Yavi Chamish Menachis Shel Shishim Esrayinim. He has to bring five Menachis of 60 Esrayinim, the Yachad V'Achishim, numbering from 1 through 60, which would be five times the previous 1,830, a sum total of 9,150. Shein Tisha Alafim, Yimei V'Chamish. Frek the Gemara B'Maikim Mifil, the Seifkos Seif, the Machlaikas boils down to one Nekuda. The Chachamim, or the Tanakama, they say that if he's not sure how many Esrayinim he promised, let him bring the maximum amount. So he's either covered the amount that he promised. Even though you may have extra, that does not bother the Tanakhama in our mission as well as the Chachamim in the Berais. It does bother Rebbe. The Rebbe says if he's not sure of the amount, he has to bring separate kelim, ranging from 1 to 60, so we can ensure ourselves that somewhere over here there is the precise amount. Why does Rebbe require that? Now, Rashi explains at this point, the Gemara assumes, that everybody learns. You cannot just take one big keli and say, well, I may have promised 10 asrinus, I may have promised 50, I may have promised 60, I may have promised 1. So here I'm bringing 60. And whatever I promise should be a neder, and the rest should be a nedava. That you vade cannot do. Because you cannot mix neder and nedava in one keli. They are two separate concepts, they have two different kinds of meanings, they accomplish different things, and they simply cannot be put together. So what is the machlaikis? Why do the Chachamim say it's enough to put them all into one keli? Amar Rav Chisda b'mutar lihachnis chulin liyazar kemiflugi. The machlaikis is over here if it's mutter or not mutter to bring ordinary chulin into the azar. Rabbi Saber also lehachnis chulin liyazar. Rabbi says you can't bring anything into the azar that is not kadosh. The melee, you cannot pile up extra asroinus in a keli and say that the asroinus that he promised are the carbon and the rest are nothing. Nothing doesn't belong in the azar. The only thing you can do is to bring 60 separate kelim and say they are all nedavos with the exception of the one keli that I promised. That's the neder. The Rabbanan say, mutar lihachnis chulin liyazar. You can't be makriv chulin in the azar. You can't be maktir chulin in the azar, but you can bring chulin into the azar. And therefore, the Chachamim say there is no problem. He doesn't remember how many asrinus he promised. It could be anywhere from 1 to 60. Let him bring 60 in one keli. And let him make a tanai. If I promise 60, then it's all a chayv. If not, then whatever I promise should be for the chayv, and the rest is chulin. Now, in a chanami, he can't say that the rest is an adav, as explained, because you can't mix chayv and adav. But as far as chulin is concerned, chulin is as though it's non-existent. I fraked Rashi, Saif Kol Saif, what are you going to do with the kindness over here? Yeah, the kindness is stick his hand in and pull out a fistful. Now, how do we know he's not putting out all chulin? If Lamai said there could be so much chulin over here, we have to remember there's the possibility over here that 59 asrinus of these 60 are chulin. Or akoponim, at least some of the kaimitz is going to be chulin, and therefore there should be many technical problems with this mincha. And for Rashi, that would not be a problem. The kaimitz is not a problem. We already discussed this earlier in this mesachta, and Chav Dalet Amud Beis, and we're going to see it further over here as well. We don't know which is the chulin and which is the kaidish. All we know is somewhere in this amount there has to be enough for his promise and the rest is chulin. So who determines which grain over here is going to be chulin and which grain is going to be kaidish? The kain does. When the kain is going to pull out a fistful, the fistful that he pulls out is kaidish. He is the one that determines this is the kaidish and the rest is chulin. We'll see this svara later on. Akubanim, this seals the machlokes din Rabbi and the Chachamim according to this shita. Hakomai, that you cannot possibly mix neder and adava. So just to bring the maximum 60 and say that whatever is the promise is the promise and the rest is an adava, that's impossible according to the Shita. But what you can do is bring the maximum 60 and say whatever is in here that I promised, that should be for my neder, and the rest is nothing. So the Chachanim who say you can bring nothing into the Azara, mutar liachnis chulin biazara, they have the Seitza. Rabbi, however, who says that you cannot bring chulin into the Azara, you don't have the Eitza. You can't bring 60 and say in one keli that whatever is my neder is a neder and the rest is an adava, because you can't mix a neder and an adava in one keli, according to Rav Chisda. And on the other hand, you can't bring 60 in one keli and say whatever is my neder is a neder and the rest is nothing, because according to Rabbi, you cannot bring nothing into the azara. Now, Rashi asks, why can't we perhaps suggest another solution, according to Rabbi? Let him bring 60 kelim, but one asara in each keli. Instead of 60 kelim, the first one having one asarah, the second two, which would add up to at least 1,830, and if he's not sure which mincha, it would be the sum total of 9,150 asarahs. Why can't he just bring for every possible mincha 60 kelim and one asarah in each keli, and let him stipulate and say, if I promise 30 or 40 asarahs, then 30 or 40 are nedarim and the rest are nedavis. If they're in separate kelim, then there's no problem with bringing both the nedarim and the nedavis. But Rashi, you can't say that, because being that he was kaiseyit to one keli, being that he determined an amount for one vessel, you have to have the precise amount in the same vessel. And therefore, you cannot say over here with 60 different asrinus and 60 different kelim that I'm going to put together 10, if, let us say, for example, his promise was 10. You can't put it together. He said 10 in one keli. And therefore, being that you can't put neder and adav in one keli, and you can't bring chulin into the azara, the only solution is to have 60 separate kalim, ranging with the amounts of 1 through 60. Now we connect the Tanai and say whatever is in the separate kalim with the numbers that I did not promise are nedavos, and the 1 over here, which I did promise, that number is the net. That is how Rav Chisda understands the machlokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi. Rabba Amar Rabba says, the Kuli Alma, everybody holds also Lihachnas Chulun Yazar. This idea of bringing 60 in one keli and saying that whatever is my neder is a neder and the rest is nothing is not an Eitzah, not according to Rabbi, not according to the Chachamim. Because Rabba says, everybody holds you cannot just bring Chulun into the Yazar. While Rav Chisda assumed as a pshitus that everybody holds you cannot mix chayva and adav in one keli, Rabbi says that is not so pashut at all. That is the machlokes here. The Rabbanan Sabi, the Rabbanan of the opinion, mutli yarev chayva and adav. You can mix chayva and adav in one keli, and in Ela there's a pashut solution. You're not sure how many Yisrainis you promised. The maximum amount is 60. Bring 60, all in one keli, and stipulate. Whatever is in here that I promised is the neder, the rest is an adav. If you can mix it in one keli, there's no problem. The Rebbe Savar, it's the Rebbe who says you have to have the 60 separate kelim, because he is of the opinion, and only he is of the opinion, that also li'arev chayva v'nedava. He says you cannot mix chayva and nedava in one keli. So just to bring 60 in one keli and say whatever is the nether and the rest is a nedava, the two don't mix. You can't mix nether and nedava in one keli. And being that everybody holds, you cannot bring chulin into the Azara, the only Eitza is to go with the 60 separate kelim with the different nominations ranging from 1 through 60. Now the Gemara deals with other technicalities of mixing a chayzan and a dav in one keli, only a bailadav. But Rabbanan the army, according to the Rabbanan who say, and this would be the Rabbanan according to Rav Shita, that mutar li'arav chayzan and a dav, it is alright to mix a mincha which is a chayz and a mincha which is a nadav in one keli. Habi'in shnei kmatzin. The fact is, you need two different fistfuls over here, because they are two different karbanis, one for the chayz and one for the nadav. Now, it's all mixed up in one keli. So how is the Kayan supposed to figure out how he's going to pull up one fistful of just the chayv and the other fistful of just the nedava? The comets, vaha the comets. He's going to take one fistful and another fistful. And the fact is, it's all mixed up together. So vaha comets me chayv and nedava, or me nedava and chayv. In his fistful, you have a mixture of both the chayv and the nedava. And you're taking the kamitsa from one onto another, and they have to be distinct. And for the Gemara, they are distinct. Because lemaisa, who draws the line? Who is to say which piece of wheat over here is chayva, which piece is nedava? The toile b'das kayin. Whoever made this nether is toiled in the das of the kayin. He leaves it up to the kayin. The Amar, he says, this is how I am determining what is nether over here and what is nedava. Kol hecha d'matya yada d'kayin hashta, whatever the kayin is going to come up with his first kaimitz, chayva, that is the chayva. Ula b'saifun, what he comes up with afterwards, nedava, that's the nedava. So in a sense, it's the Kayan with his Kaimitz, with his very act of Kmitza, that is saying which is Chayv and which is Nadava. And the Mela, they are distinct. But there's another technicality over here which would be difficult. The Akturi, Hechi Makter, how is he Makter this? How would he be Makter the Kaimitz? Let's first see the words inside, and then Be'ez Hashem we will explain. Likta Nadava Dereisha. Should he be Makter the Nadava first? The Chayv Hechi Maktila. How could he follow that with the Chayv? Dil makula chayvi. What happens if the whole carbon is a chayv? It's possible he promised 60. So there is no nedav over here in this keli. Being that he took off some and he was makter it beforehand, it turns out the chasi lehu shirayim. So as far as the rest of the carbon is concerned, there is something missing over here. The amema shirayim shechasru ben knitza liakdara. If some of the remaining carbon is lost between the knitza and the yakdara, ain makter kaimitz alein. You can't be makter the carbon. Now let's understand this foul. The normal process, the normal order of events for a mincha is as follows. Now, it would vary from mincha to mincha, but basically it's the same. Let's take mincha silas. The person brings a flower from his house, he brings it to the Beis Hamikdash. Goes into a klei sharis, he puts in the oil, and he puts in the levaina, and he brings it to the kayin. The kayin brings it to the mizbeach, and he does hagasha, he approaches the southwest corner of the mizbeach. Afterwards, he takes out the levaina, and he does the kmitzi. He reaches in and pulls out a fistful. He takes the fistful and puts it into a clay shais. He then takes the levaina, puts it back into the kaimitz, and he puts it up on the mizbeach, and he puts the salt on it, and this is the akhtar. It is then burnt, and the shirayim, the rest of the mincha, besides for the kaimitz, that is used. If, however, some of the shirayim is missing, then you cannot be makter the kaimitz on the mizbeach. the Shirayim has to be intact. It has to all be there. Mamela, what happens in this situation where I have a Keli of 60 Asinus, and I'm not sure exactly if it's all Chayiva or it's part Chayiv and part Nadav? If indeed it's part Chayiv and part Nadav, as explained, then we have twice the process of Kaimitz and two Aktaras of a Mizbeach. But which one first? Let us suppose he's marked the Nadav first. Takes the first Kaimitz, this is for the Nadav, and he's marked that Kaimitz on the Mizbeach. Now he takes the next kindness and says, I'm being marked to this for the neder. What happened if Lemaisa, the truth is, he promised all 60 for the neder? So it turns out it's the second kindness that's a significant one. The first one means nothing, because there is no nedav over here. It was all neder. So he's taking the second kindness, and he's about to be marked to it on the Mizbeach. But in order for him to be marked to that second kindness on the Mizbeach, the rest of the mincha has to be intact. Being, however, he took one kaimitz already, assuming that that was the nadav, and he was makter it on a mizbeach and burnt it, you don't have the rest of the mincha over here. And any mincha that is missing some of the shirayim, that is mi'akev the kaimitz to go up in the mizbeach. Now let's see the Gemara once again inside. Frek the Gemara, akturei hechi makter, how could he be makter it? Licht in a nadav bereisha, should he be makter the nadav at first? Just in case he didn't promise all 60, so some of it is in the nadav, and he takes off a kaimitz and he's makter that on a mizbeach. So the Chayva Hechi Makdala, how could he follow that with the Kaimitz and the Chayva, with the second Kaimitz? Because Dilma Kula Chayvahi, the possibility is that he was a Kabbalah on himself to bring 60 Asinus. So everything is a Chayva. And that first Kaimitz that he put up on the Mizbeach is insignificant. It's meaningless. There is no carbon Nadav over here. All that was part of this carbon. So part of this carbon is missing, the Chassi Lehu Shirayim. Part of the remainder after the second kaimitz, part of the remaining chayva that should be in the keli ready for consumption is missing. It was burnt with this first kaimitz. The Yamanan, the master said, Shirayim Shechasu, if you're missing any of the rest of the mincha ben kmitza liaktara, between the kmitza and the yaktara, ain makter kaimitz away, and you can't continue and be makter the kaimitz. After the kaimitz removes the kaimitz, the rest of the mincha has to be available and intact. And in this case, it just may not be. So perhaps an eitzah would be for him to be makter the chayva first. Let him first take the kaimitz, which is for the chayva, be makter that. Now the rest of the shirayim is intact. And afterwards we'll worry about the nadava, but lemaisa the chayva was yitz. Frek the Gemara, that would not be as simple as it sounds. Lick the chayva bereisha, let him be makter the chayva first. So it's true. We can be ensured now that when he's makter the first kaimitz, the rest of the mincha is all intact. So he's yitz of the chayva. What is he supposed to do with the second kaimitz now? The Nadava Hechi Makdala, how is he supposed to be Makdala? The Nadava, the second kindness that he took out for the Nadava. The Dilma, perhaps, spec the Gemara, as we turn out to Amid Beis. Kula Chayvi, suppose there is no Nadava over here. The possibility is that he was Makabal upon himself to bring 60 Asrains. Nadava doesn't exist. So when he took that first kindness and he was Makdala on the Mizbeach, the rest of the Mincha, the rest of the Silas in this Keli becomes Shirayim. It's the remaining flour that is left after the kindness is taken. Now he's going to come along here with a second kindness that is supposed to be for the Nadava and be marked to this on the Mizbeach. But if the truth is it's all Chayva, then he's taking regular Shirayim and being marked to on the Mizbeach. And that is a lav. The Pasuk says, Kalsar v'chal devash l'saktiru mimenu isha l'ashem. From the word mimenu we dashin, anything that is Shirayim, anything that is left over from something that already had its proper portion taken onto the Mizbeach, does not belong on the Mizbeach. And there is a lav of Baal Taktiru, you cannot put it on the Mizbeach. So one way or the other, we don't have an Eitzah here. Being that the possibility is that it's all Chayva, and there may be an Adavi, we don't know what to do first. You have to take two Kamatzim and put it onto the Mizbeach separately, because maybe there's a Chayva, maybe there's an Adavi, you can't mix the two. What do I do first? Take the Nadav and put it on first, suppose the whole thing is a Chayv. So by the time I'm coming with my Kaimitz of the Chayv, some of the Shirayim is missing. And that being the case, you can't be Mak to the Kaimitz. On the other hand, should I take the Kaimitz of the Chayv and put that on first? So if the whole thing is a Chayv, everything becomes Shirayim. How can I come now with a second Kaimitz for a possible Nadav and be Mak to the Mizbeach? Just in case there is no Nadav over here, if everything was Chayv, so I'm taking regular Shirayim and I'm putting it on the Mizbeach, which is a lav. Answer the Gemara, there isn't it. We'll pick the latter suggestion. Let him first take the kindness of Chayiv and be makter on the Mizbeach. Thus, possibly making everything else Shirayim. Because in the event that his original promise was for 60 Asrayinus as a Chayiv, so all you need is one Kaimitz. There is no Nadav over here. So how do I take this second Kaimitz of a possible Kaim Nadav and be Makter? If it's Shirayim, you can't put it on the Mizbeach. Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon ben Pazi, there is a way that you can. The Masik Lehu L'Shem Eitzim. He puts the Kaimitz of the Nadava onto the Mizbeach with the thought in mind that this is Eitzim for the Mizbeach. It's firewood for the Mizbeach. In other words, it's not necessarily a carbon. It's firewood for the Mizbeach. There has to be a fire burning on the Mizbeach, and the fire has to burn with something that the Derech HaTava makes it burn. So I'm putting on this Kaimitz for it to burn. Putting it on with that thought in mind would not violate Baal Tektiru. Ok, Rabbi Eliezer, as Rabbi Eliezer says, the Tanya, if we learn to the Braise, Rabbi Eliezer, Oimer, when can't you put up something on the Mizbeach if it's not called for? L'reach Mechayach. The Pasuk says, if you're putting it up, L'reach Mechayach. So we dash it, if you're putting it up for L'reach Mechayach, you're putting it up L'shem Karben, then Iyatamala. Avalatamala L'shemetz. But you could put anything on the Mizbeach, provided that you're not putting it on with the Kavana Vaktara, but you're putting it on with the Kavana for it to be firewood on the Mizbeach, then this does not violate Baal Tektiru. The middle of it is the solution. Take the first kaimitz and put it up as the chayva. Worst comes to worst, it was all chayv. The middle, everything becomes shirayim. So how could I take the second kaimitz of the dove and put it up? Maybe it's just shirayim. So I'm putting it up with shirayim. Worst comes to worst, even if it's shirayim, we did not do anything wrong. Once, however, we come to this explanation, this opens up the door to another possibility of explaining the machlokes between Rabbi and the chachamim. This being the case, the Dilma perhaps, the Kuli Alma, everybody is of the opinion, both the Rabbanan who say you can put all 60 in one Keli, and Rebbe who says you have to have 60 different Kelim, perhaps everybody is of the opinion that Mutar Li'arev Chayzer Nedava. It is alright to mix Chayzer Nedava. So theoretically, if I'm not sure how many Asrayinim I was Menadiv, it's alright to take 60, put it into one Keli, and say, whatever I was Menadiv, and the rest is in a Dava. However, the Hacha B'Debi Eliezer Kamiflagi, the problem over here is something else altogether. The problem is Debi Eliezer. Debi Eliezer says, it's alright to take anything and put it on the Mizbeach, provided that you aren't putting it on L'Shem Reach Nechayach. Even though the Torah says, Kol Tzavach Al Devash L'Efetidu Mimenu Isha L'Hashem, and from the Mimenu we dash, and that anything that doesn't belong on the Mizbeach, like the Shirayim after you take the Kaimitz, should not go onto the Mizbeach, and there is a lav of Baal Tektiru. That lav is only if you put it up L'Shem Reach Nechayach. However, if you put it up L'Shem Eitzim, just as firewood, there is no lav. So that being the case, there is an Eitzim. The Rabbanan is Lehu de Rabbi Eliezer. The Rabbanan hold of Rabbi Eliezer. Mimela. I can take 60 Asrayim and put it into one Keli, and I can make the Tanai. Whatever I promised should be part of my neder. If there's anything more over here than I promised, that's nedava. And how does he work the aktaras? As the Gemara explained previously. First, he takes the aktara of the chayv. He takes the kindness and says, this is l'shem chayv, and he's makter it. Now he takes a second kindness, and he says, this is the kindness just in case it was not all chayv, and there is nedava over here as well. This is the kindness for nedava. And he's makter that on his back. Aye, maybe it was all chayv. Maybe Taka promised 60 Asrayinim, so there is no Nadav over here. And when he was makter that first Kaimitz, everything else is Shirayim, and you can't put Shirayim on the Mizbeach. Being that the Rabbanan hold like Rabbi Eliezer, who says that it's possible to put anything on the Mizbeach, even the Shirayim, even the leftover Mincha after you take the Kaimitz away, as long as you're putting it on L'Shem Eitzim, so he can do that. So now he takes this second Kaimitz, and a Tanai is made. If the whole thing is Chayiv, then the second kaimitz is going on L'Shem Eitzim. If the whole thing was not chayv, and there is also a carbon nedav over here, so the second kaimitz is for the nedav, but Mimanashach, nothing is done wrong. But it is only because you hold like Rabbi Eliezer, where it's possible to put something on L'Shem Eitzim, that we have the liberty of doing this. On the other hand, the Rebbe less laid the Rabbi Eliezer. Even though Rebbe may hold, as suggested over here, that it's all right to mix the chayv and nedav together, but the Rebbe does not hold the Rabbi Eliezer. Rebbe says you can't put anything onto the Mizbeach if it's Shirayim, even though you're putting it on L'Shem Eitzim. Memela, you can take the Chayv and Adav and mix it into one Keli, and you can say that whatever I promise should be a Neder, the rest should be a Adav, but it's going to have to stop there. There's nothing you can do after that. Because I'm not sure what I have here. It's possible that it's all Chayv. It's possible he promised all 60 Asrayinim. And then again, it may be part Chayv and part Adav. to be makdiv in a davar first, and then comes the kindness of the chayva, what happens is everything was chayv. So the first kindness was insignificant. The first kindness was just part of the mincha that should have stayed with the mincha that was taken away and burnt. And if you're missing any part of the mincha, you can't be makdiv the second kindness. On the other hand, should he go and be makdiv the kindness l'shem chayva first, what could he do with the other kindness that's supposed to come for the nedava? Given the possibility that it's all chayva, this second kindness is really part of the shirayim. And you can't be marked to the shirayim on the mizbeach. And if you don't hold of it at the Eliezer that you can put it on the Shem Eitzim, there is no possible way to put up the second kindness on the mizbeach, given the possibility that it may not be a kindness, but it's just part of the shirayim of the chayv. This was the Vach of Rav's suggestion to the Vashi. That maybe everybody holds mutal yayav chayv ben adava, that's not the problem. The whole machlokes over here between Rebbe and the Rabbanan is if or if not, we recognize Rebbe Eliezer's halacha, that you can put it on the Shem Eitzim. Amalei, so Rav Ashi said to Rav Acha b'Rei D'Rava, no. Vada, according to Rebbe, you cannot mix Chayve and Nedava. And therefore Rebbe says it has to come in separate Kalim to start with. The problem is well before we're up to that second Kaimitz and how to put that onto the Mizbeach. Because Esau Kedait, if you would assume the Rebbe that according to Rebbe, Mutar Liyar Chayve ben Nedava, it's Mutar originally to mix the Chayve and the Nedava in one Kali. And the whole reason he says you have to bring in a separate Kalim is only because of the Rabbi Eliezer. Lastly, he doesn't hold of Rabbi Eliezer. There's another Eitzah. If you can be Mi'arav, Chayiv, and Nedava, then you can work this all in one Kalim despite the fact that he doesn't hold of Rabbi Eliezer. How? Evshad Maisi Shitin B'chadman. He can bring all 60 in one Kalim. If you're saying Rabbi holds that Mutar Li'arav, Chayiv, and Nedava. Either the problem is how you're going to be Makdir, the Kaimus of the Nedava, and maybe the whole thing is Chayiv. And therefore the kaimitz of the Nadav is Shirayim, and he doesn't hold of Rabbi Eliezer. So, along with the 60 that he brings in one keli, b'chad b'chad mana, let him bring one more asarei in a different keli. This extra asarei in the separate keli is going to solve all our problems with that second kaimitz. Because in Magalahu, he's going to take this second keli with the one asarei, and make sure that it touches the first keli with the 60 asarei, the kaimitz. And he's going to take one kaimitz over here. Rashi explains, he will take the fistful from the big keli, from the 60th sign, and he will make the following tonight. If everything over here is a chayv, suppose I initially was menadav 60th sign, so fine, this is my kindness for the chayv. In the event that I was not menadav 60, suppose I was just menadav 50, so there are 10 over here in the big keli that are nedava, the kindness for those 10 is going to come from the small keli. He will then make an additional kindness from the small keli. Now, this is vade and nedava. This extra keli is pashut and adav. It was not part of the original neder, because his original neder had a maximum ceiling of 60. So the 61st is vaday and adav. And being that he makes sure that the 61st asarain in the separate keli touches the other asarain in the big keli, so you can take a kaimitz from the small keli, and that kaimitz should go for whatever nadav is in the big keli. And the mela, if Rebbe allows chayv and adav to be mixed in the big keli, there is a neitzah. Even if you don't hold like Rabbi Eliezer. So you cannot tell me that Rabbi holds Mutar Li'arav Chayv ben Adav and he just doesn't hold like Rabbi Eliezer. Even if you don't hold like Rabbi Eliezer, there is an Eitzah what to do with the second Kaimitz. You can make sure that there is Vadei Nadav over here in a separate Keli, and therefore the second Kaimitz, worst comes to worst, is a Kaimitz for the Nadav in the other Keli, even if everything in the big Keli is a Chayv. And there is nothing wrong with putting that on the Mizbeach. In addition, Rashi points out, there is another major advantage to having this extra Vada Yisarin of Nadav in a separate Keli. One of the problems with having the Nadav and the Chayiv all mixed in one Keli, as pointed out previously, is losing part of the real Mincha. Suppose he takes the kindness of the Nadav first and he is makdir on the Mizbeach. What happens if Lemaisa there is no Nadav here, and it's all Chayiv? What happens if Lemaisa he took a promise 60 to start with? So the first kindness he put up on the Mizbeach was insignificant. It shouldn't have been there because there is no nedava here. So it turns out when he's putting the second kainitz, the kainitz for the chayiv, on the mizbeach, we're missing some of the shirayim. We're missing some of the flour that should have been part of the mincha. And that is mi'akev the kainitz. If after you remove the kainitz, some of the shirayim gets lost, you cannot be makdiv the kainitz. Now, however, we don't have that problem. Because where is he taking the kainitz from the nedava? He is not taking it from the flour in the big keli, he's taking it from a whole separate keli. Memela, we're not missing anything. Even if it's all chayiv, the kindness that he took doesn't take anything away from the shirayim of the big keli. Tosfos has one major disagreement with Rashi, but only in regard to the structure of the keli. According to Rashi, it's mashma that there are two separate kelim over here that touch each other. Tosfos says that would not be enough. That would not be enough of a relationship between the kelim to say that I can take a kaimitz from the small keli, and this could possibly work for any nedava that is in the big keli. Rather, Tosfos says the structure of the kelim is, Tosfos says it's like the dish they used to use for chickens. It's some kind of a large keli with different compartments. But whatever the case may be, the Vachabe Rava wanted to suggest that everybody holds Mutar L'Yarev Chayda B'Nadava, and the reason Rebbe requires 60 separate kelim is only because he doesn't hold like Rabbi Eliezer. And the Mela, if you don't have the option of putting something up L'Shem Eitzim, you cannot possibly take out a kaimitz twice and be marked on the Mizbeach. Because what do you do when you're putting up that Nadava, and the truth is there is no Nadava over here and it's all Chayv, so you're really just putting up Shiraim, and you can't put Shiraim onto the Mizbeach, we are now saying that there's an Eitzah. We can get around this problem of how to take a kaimitz for the nedava, and we don't have to worry about putting something up on the mizbeach that isn't really a kaimitz for a nedava. You add a separate keli. So l'maisa, we must say that Rebbe holds it is also liyav chayva b'nedava. Zach the Gemara right. Rav Amar, Rav has a different version of what the machloikus between the Rebbe and the Chachamim could be. The Kuli Alma, everyone is of the opinion, says Rav, even Rebbe, who requires 60 separate kelim, when a person says, Pirashti, I specified an amount of astronis that I'm going to bring, and he doesn't remember how many, Rebbe says he has to bring 60 different kelim, ranging from 1 through 60, the first keli having 1 asarim, the second 2, the third 3, until 60. You should know, the kuliyama, everybody holds, both Rebbe and the Chacham, who say you can bring 60 in one keli, everybody holds mutar liyarev, chayv and adav. You can mix chayv and adav in one keli. But the Kuliyama Islu de Rabbi Eliezer, and everybody holds of Rabbi Eliezer, that there is no problem of first being marked to the kindness and then the Nadava. Even though the Nadava may not really be a Nadava, because the possibility is there that it's all Chayv, everybody holds like Rabbi Eliezer. But the worst comes to worst, you can put something up with Shem Eitzim. Why then does Rabbi say over here you have to have 60 separate Kalim? Here, we're based on a different Machlaikis, the Machlaikis between Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov and the Rabban. We know that along with the mincha comes the luk shemen. And there are special processes, how the luk shemen works with the mincha. The shaila is, does every mincha have one luk shemen, regardless of how many asarinus there are in the mincha? Or do I say you need a luk shemen per asarin? And therefore a mincha with 60 asarinus would need 60 luk shemen. And as we're soon going to see, that is going to play a tremendous role in our shaila over here, of this person who does not remember how many asarinus he specified. It's not as we learned in the Mishnah. It is the opinion of the Chacham that a fila mincha shall samach asarin. You may have 60 asarinis in one keli, nois nlo samach lug. You have to have 60 different lugin. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov aimer, fila mincha shall shishim asarin. You can have the maximum amount of asarinis in one keli, which would be 60, despite that, ein le'el luga. There is only one lug shaman. You have one lug shaman for one asarin, as well as one lug shaman for 60. Shenemah, because the Pasuk says, le'mincha ve'lug shaman. There is a lug shaman for the mincha, regardless of how many astroinus there are in the mincha. Zakti Gemara Rabbanan Savri, the Rabbanan are of the opinion, our Rabbanan over here, who say that if a person specified an amount of astroinus and he doesn't remember how many, he should bring one mincha with the maximum 60 astroinus. Kirabbanan, they hold like the Rabbanan, the army who say, Sarmach Lug, that you have to have 60 Lug. Memela, v'chol chad v'chad asarin v'luga kashakal, so there's no problem. I can take a keli, put 60 astroinus inside, put 60 lug, and say, I don't know how much of this is part of my promise, how much is in a dava, but whatever is part of my promise should be for the neder, and whatever is not should be in a dava. And as far as the luk shaman are concerned, I'm putting in 60 anyhow. So whatever luk shaman belong to the nedava should go to the nedava, and whatever luk shaman are necessary for the chayv should go to the chayv. As long as you need a luk shaman per asarin, so there's no problem. I have 60 asarin, 60 luk shaman. Which goes for the Nadav and which goes for the Chayv? I don't know, but that's not Miyakir. Once again, Rabbanan Tavri Kirabbanan. The Rabbanan over here who say you can put everything into one keli, they hold like the Rabbanan in that other Mishnah, who say that every Asarin gets its own lug. The Amri Samach Lug V'chol Chad V'chad Asarin Luga Kashak. Every single Asarin takes its own lug. Memela, there's no problem. Whatever amount of Asarin is, that's the amount of a lug I put in. But the Rebbe Sava, Rebbe who says over here, you can put everything into one keli, that's because he holds Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. The Amma Ein Le'el Luga. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov does not say that every Yisarin gets its own lug, rather every Mincha gets its own lug. So now I'm stuck. Because V'lo Yadina Nichad Minchahi, I don't know if I only have one Mincha over here, the Sagale Bechad lug, Ishtay Minach Isninu, the Binan Shnei lug. I don't know what I promised. I may have promised one Yisarin, two, three, maybe 60. So what am I doing? I'm bringing 60. And I'm saying, suppose I promised 30, so 30 should be a chayv and 30 should be a nadav. That being the case, I would need two lugin, one for the chayv and one for the nadav, because they are separate minchas and each mincha needs its own lug. But on the other hand, maybe I promised 60, and maybe what I'm bringing is all one mincha of chayv. So I only need one lug, Shannon. And therefore, if you need a lug per mincha and you don't know how many minchas you have, the only eitz according to Rebbe is to put it all into separate kelim. So it's all distinct. Mashenkin did a banan, who say that it's not lug per mincha, but it's lug per asarin. So even though I don't know if I have all chayva, or some of it is chayva, some of it is nedava, I can still put one lug per asarin. And that is why the Rabbanan said you could put it in one keli, and Rebbe says he can't. That was Rav's understanding of the machlokes between Rebbe and the Chachanim. Rav Ashi says, the katan v'hevi gadol k'miflugi. Rav Ashi has yet another explanation as to why, if somebody says perashdi a certain amount of asarin, and he doesn't remember how many, the Chachanim say put 60 into one keli, and Rebbe says you have to have 1 through 60. That is because they argue in regard to katan v'hevi gadol. What is katan v'hevi gadol? Rabbanan savi, the Rabbanan of the opinion, katan, that if somebody promises a small carbon, v'hevi gadol, and he brings a big carbon, yatsi is yaitza. As long as you didn't bring a lesser carbon than you promised, it's all right. So Rav Ashi is saying something totally different than what we are saying till now. Until now, we were working the Rabbanan that he doesn't know how many assignments he promised. So you put 60 in the keli, and you have to make all kinds of tanoim. Whatever I promise should be the chay, the rest should be an adava, or the rest should be nothing. Now we're saying, let him bring 60, and all 60 is a chay. I may have promised less than 60. So what? The Rabbanan say, cut in the heavy gut liyatza. You don't have to bring the precise measurement that you promised. You can bring it bigger or larger, as long as you don't bring it smaller. No tenorim are necessary. No stipulations are needed. Just make sure you bring more than you promised, not less than you promised. On the other hand, the Rebbe suffer. It is the Rebbe's opinion that loyatza. Somebody promises to bring a small shar to Hegdish, and he brings a big one. He's not yatza. Because you have to bring what you promised. What you brought is better. That doesn't help me. You have to bring what you promised, according to Rabbi. And therefore, over here, if you don't know exactly how many you brought, you have to bring every possible combination separately. And you can't just say, I'm going to bring 60 in one shot, and somewhere in here is the number that I promised. If that is the whole machloikis between Rabbi and the Chachamim, we know that already. The Tanami learned in the Mishnah, somebody promises to bring Hegdish a small shart, and he brings a big shart, Yahtzee is Yahtzee. Rebbe, and the Rebbe says, lo Yahtzee. If you promised a small shart, you have to bring what you promised. The fact that you brought a better one does not mean you satisfied your nether. So we know that already. If that is the whole machloikis, why does the Mishnah have to repeat that Rebbe and the Chachamim have a dispute about this? And for the Gemara Tzricha, we need the machloikis in both cases, both in regard to the shart and in regard to the mincha. The Iyat Nabaha, if we would just have the machlokes over here in regard to the mincha, Rebbe says you don't know how much you promised, bring more than you promised. So memele you vade with yaitzi yachayv. I would say beharka ami rabbanan. Hear the rabbanan say, mishin de idi kaimitzu. It's all one kaimitz. Suppose he promised to bring a mincha of 20 yisrainis. That would have been one kaimitz for the 20 yisrainis that would go to the mizbeach. Now that he brings a mincha of 60 yisrainis, there is still the same fistful that goes to the mizbeach. So the haktara, the amount we're going to be makter, is the same regardless of how many asrites. Abul Hasim over there, but in regard to the shar, if he promised a small shar and then he brings a larger shar, the kanafishi aimer. Here you bring a lot more on the mizbeach. A large shar is going to have a lot more parts to go onto the mizbeach than a small shar does. Memela, that's a whole different kind of a carbon, so perhaps to bring a large shar, I did not satisfy my net of a small shar. Aimer moidi leila rabbi. Maybe there the rabbanan moidi to rabbi that it's not the promise. The Iyat Mardiyahi, on the other hand, had we just learned the machlaikis between the Rabbanan and Rebbe, the Rabbanan saying you can bring something larger than you promised, and the Rebbe says it has to be precisely what you promised, if we just learned that machlaikis in regard to the shar, I would say, Biyahi kama Rebbe. Over there, Rebbe says that if you bring a larger shar and you promise a smaller shar, you're not Yaitza. Because a larger shar has a lot more going on to the Mizbeach. Aval biha, but in regard to the Mincha, where regardless if you're bringing a Mincha of one Asarin or 60 Asarin, it's the same kaimitz that you're going to be marked on the Mizbeach. Ema moidil l'rabbanan. I would think over here, perhaps Rebbe is moidil to the Rabbanan, that if you promise 5 Asarin and you bring 60, you should be Yaitzah. And therefore, tzrichi ani the machlokes in both cases. So Malgamar is mashma, that it is more mistavra to allow the larger mincha to satisfy the promise of the smaller mincha, because it is the same kindness that goes on to the mizbeach. So Semis asks, however, that why can't you say a svara to the opposite effect? Say a svara that in regard to the mincha, you cannot satisfy a promise of a smaller mincha with a larger mincha, because the percentage is not the same. In other words, if I bring a mincha of one asarin, let us say the kaimitz is 5% of that mincha, and then I bring a mincha of 60 asarins, the kaimitz may be 1% or 0.10% of the mincha. So in regard to the mincha, the more asarins I bring, the less percentage-wise is in the kaimitz per mincha that I'm being marked on a mizbeach. So in a way, a smaller mincha has more of a haktara than a larger mincha does. And the Neil Lechayah, the Gemara could have said that had we just learned the Machlokes in regard to Mincha, I would say Davka in regard to Mincha. Does Rabbi say you can't satisfy a smaller promise with a larger one? But in regard to a Shar, where percentage wise it's the opposite, with a bigger Shar there's more going on to the Mizbeach. Maybe over here, or even Rabbi would be Maida. Zach the Gemara back. Simon Eitzim Zav Yayin Oila Taida Shar. These are the things that a person brings or could bring to the Mizbeach, and here too we're going to have Shailas as to how much he has to bring if he is not clear in making his promise. Zakta Mishnah. Harei Elayetz, somebody says I take upon myself to bring pieces of wood for the Mizbeach. Lo yivchais mi shnei gezirin. Even though he didn't specify how much or how many he's going to bring, he cannot bring less than two big pieces of wood. Levaina, somebody promises to bring the special incense the Mizbeach as a carbon for itself, and this could be done, even though usually it comes together with the Mincha. You cannot bring less than a fistful. The fistful, the kaimitz, is specified in regard to five different cases. The first one is, as we just mentioned, the way if somebody says, Alai Levaina, take upon myself to bring Levaina, even though Levaina usually comes with the Mincha, as explained, it could be brought independently. You should not bring less than a kaimitz. That is one halacha about a kaimitz. The second halacha about a kaimitz, hamanadev mincha. Someone is manadev a mincha of Silas. Yaviima kaimitz levaina. He has to bring a kaimitz of levaina along with that mincha. Even though he never specified anything about bringing a kaimitz, but a mincha means that it comes along with what a mincha has to have, and that is the levaina, the lukshaman, so on. Zakta Mishnah Vaita, hamaila es a kaimitz b'chutzchaya. The third halacha about a kaimitz is that if somebody puts up a kaimitz from a mincha on a mizbeach outside of the Azara, chayiv yis chayiv for halas chutz. Now this halacha is in essence really telling us two things. This is how Rashi explains it. Being that one is not chayiv on halas chutz, unless it would be a valid avoida inside. So by telling me that amalas hakaimitz b'chutz chayiv, we know that the right thing to do inside is to be makter the kaimitz. The Mishnah doesn't list it as two things. We only have five kamatzim over here, not six, but the etzim is the same thing. Whatever would make a person chayiv outside is kosher inside. Therefore, hamalas hakaimitz b'chutz chayiv is another way of saying that the right amount to take from the mincha and b'makdir is the kaimitz. Vayta zakta mishnah shnei bezichin t'unin shnei k'matzim. There were two bezichin, the two special dishes, the two special bowls for the levaina that came with the lechem upon him. You needed two k'matzim of levaina, one kaimitz for each one of the bezichin. And this is the list of the five kamatzim. Now, Tosfos points out that it is the opinion of Rabbi Elazar in Maseches Vachim that one would not be chayiv on halas chutz of the levaina for the lechem upon him unless he took both bezichin, unless he took two kamatzim. And therefore, contrary to the way Rashi learned, Tosfos says that when the Mishnah said before hamalas a kaimitz b'chutz chayiv, the Mishnah is not referring to a kaimitz of silas, to a kaimitz of an ordinary mincha, but the Mishnah is referring to one of the kamatzim of the lechem upon him. And this Mishnah is coming to exclude the Elazar Shita. It is the opinion of this Mishnah that even by putting up one kaimitz of the levain of the lechem upon him outside, he is chayiv. So according to Taisvitz, hamalas a kaimitz b'chutz does not refer to a kaimitz of silas. It refers to a kaimitz of levaina. And the Mishnah is not at all talking about the kaimitz that we take from the mincha. which at first glance seems a bit strange. The most classical kaimitz is the kaimitz that comes from the Menachem. Now, for giving a list of five kamatzim, that should have been the first on the list. Not that it shouldn't appear at all. However, the Sosamus explains, that's precisely the point. The Mishnah is just telling me chidushim, and what is mefurish and the pasik, like the kaimitz that you have to take from the silas and be marked on the mezbeach in an ordinary Menachem, that the Mishnah doesn't have to list for us. Al-Kopanim, those are the five kamatzim. Zak the Mishnah right. Somebody says, Harei Elai Zohar. I take it upon myself to bring gold to the Beis HaMikdash, but he did not specify just how much gold he intends to bring. The halacha is, lo yivcheis midinah zohar. You should not bring any less than a golden dinner. A golden dinner would be equivalent to 25 dinari kesef. If somebody says, kesef, I intend to bring silver to the Beis HaMikdash, but does not specify how much silver, here the halacha is, lo yivcheis midinah kesef. You should not bring anything less than a silver dinner. The Gemara will explain why the silver dinner. The Chayshev, somebody says he will bring copper to the Beis HaMikdash. Lo yivcheis mimor kesef. He should not bring anything less than copper that is valued at a mor kesef, a silver mor. This is when he says plain, I'm going to bring silver, I'm going to bring gold, I'm going to bring copper, and he does not specify. What happens, however, if he says perashti? At one point I specified, I said an amount of gold, an amount of silver, or an amount of copper that I intend to bring. The problem is, he doesn't remember how much that amount was. In this case, the halacha is he has to continuously keep on bringing a little more and a little more until he says loy lekachnis kavanti, until he gets to a certain point where he says this much I vowed I didn't need. So akoponim, many times we aren't certain about what we do say, but we can be certain about what we didn't say, and that is precisely the case. And it gets to a certain point where he is sure that it's too much of a strain on him. He did not mean to do this. He would have never meant to donate this much. Then he can be safely assured that his promise was less. Zakh the Gemara, tell me about carbon. The Pasuk says, Nefesh ki sakriv carbon mincha. The Pasuk should have said, Nefesh ki takriv mincha. The word carbon is extra. Why does the Pasuk say, Nefesh ki takriv carbon mincha? Malamed, this teaches us that there is another possibility of an adav over here, Shemis nazin eitzim. A person can be menadiv wood, just plain wood for the mizbeach. The kama, and how much wood would be a standard nedava? Shnei gezirin, two big pieces of wood, and this was used for the mizbeach. This is how much they used to put onto the mizbeach for the fire. The chen huaymer, the Gemara brings an additional raya that we find the lashon carbon in regard to wood. The pasuk says, "V'hagerali si palnu al carbon ha'etzim." The lots fell on the carbon ha'etzim, so you see that etzim could be considered a carbon. Rabbi Yarmu, Rabbi says, "Etzim carbon ha'etzim." It isn't that the eitzim come the terrace firewood, and I'm not the firewood to the mizbeach, but the eitzim are mamisha carbon. And because they are mamisha carbon, to unen melech, they need salt, as any carbon does, to unen hagasha, and you have to have a special approach to the carrying of the derimus of the mizbeach, as you would in regard to any mincha. And I'm a rabbi, but there is a rabbi, eitzim to unen kmitza. There is even a kmitza that is necessary for the eitzim. You would have to grind up the wood, and the kohen would have to take out a fistful and be marked with it on the mizbeach, the same way he would do in regard to the flour of the mincha. Amar a papa adds, the divi rabbi, according to rabbi, eitzim, tzrichen eitzim. Just like any other carbon needs eitzim, it needs the firewood underneath it on the mizbeach. The eitzim, too, have to have special eitzim designated as firewood for the carbon eitzim. The Sosanus asks, why isn't there an opinion over here that says the eitzim should need levina? If the Eitzim need whatever a regular mincha does, if they need Knitza, if they need Hagasha, if they need Eitzim underneath it, why not Levina? Now granted, Shemen, the Luk Shemen, you don't have with Eitzim, because the Luk Shemen had to be absorbed into the flour, and that's somewhat more difficult physically as far as wood is concerned. But the Levina wasn't absorbed into the flour, so if you need salt, why shouldn't you by that same token need Levina on top of the Eitzim? So the Sosemis explains that, being that there are minchas that don't need Levina, like the minchas Saita, or the minchas Chaitei, the Mela here too, and the fact is the Eitzim is not necessarily considered a Mincha, it's considered a carbon. But every carbon needs some kind of a Shechita, and Mincha, where Shechita is not Shaykh, has the Kmitza instead, so Kmitza would apply to Eitzim as well, where no Shechita would be Shaykh. But Levina, that's for a Mincha, not necessarily for any carbon. Even though Levina is usually Shaykh to the Mincha, in the Mishnah we learned that if somebody wants to bring Levina independently, he can do so. Levina, if he promises Levina, we learn in the Mishnah, Layivchais min hakaimis. He should not bring less than a fistful. In fact, the Gemara Menalim, how do we know? And for the Gemara, the Chsiv, the Pasuk says, Vihei mimenu bekumtsai mishailas mincha umishamna, Vyaskala Levina. This Pasuk, of course, talking about removing the kaimis, Vihei mimenu, from the Seilas mincha and the oil, and to be marked with it on the Mizbeach. However, the Pasuk throws in Vyaskala Levina into this very same pasuk with removing the kindness. So makish levayna laharama de mincha. The pasuk is comparing the concept of levayna on its own to the idea of harama from the mincha. Ma harama de mincha is the kindness which is removed from the mincha. Af levayna nami. If somebody would bring levayna as an independent offering, kindness, he would have to bring the same amount of fistful. Reb Shamshul Falhersh explains that the idea of a mincha, bringing the flour, is to show that flour, which is basically viewed as the general concept of nourishment, it comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Our very essential need of life, or a very essential need that nourishes us and gives us life, comes only from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the idea in the carbon mincha. In addition to that, there is the shemen, which makes the nourishment, which makes the life a bit more tasty. And that also comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But on top of that, we have the levaina. The levain is really a ketayrus material, a fragrant odor, that symbolizes satisfaction, symbolizes a sense of menuchas nefesh, a pleasant atmosphere. There are many people that have all the flour and the oil in the world. They have the food, and they have the tasty food, material wealth, and the best material wealth, but no levain and no satisfaction in life. They live out their entire lives in fear, in pain, no menuchas nefesh. Because menuchas nefesh, that fragrant odor, the ketayrus, that's a special present from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, along with the mincha, we bring that levayna to be mispal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Give us the levayna. Give us the menuchas nefesh to enjoy life. You can have the material wealth, but we still need that special present of menuchas nefesh. As a matter of fact, as we see over here, it's shaykh to bring the levayna without the silas. Because many people don't have a bit of material wealth, yet they are zaycha to the levayna. They are zaycha to the fragrant odor. They are zaycha to enjoy life, to a menuchas nefesh, to a peace, to a hope, to kedusha, to tayran, to simcha. Even though, technically speaking, they have nothing. And perhaps that is precisely the idea that you can be makir the levayna just on its own, without the mincha. Because many times we can be zaycha to the levayna even without the material wealth. And we would much rather have that than the shaman and the silas without the levayna. Now, for that matter, we see, Daga, that in regard to the minchas chayta, there is no levayna. Because with chayt in the way, we cannot be zaycha to the levayna, even though the material wealth is there. It's only after the tshuva that one again is ready to bring a mincha with the flour, oil, and the levayna.